All right, folks, here we are. Another episode of On the D-Lo. This is episode 116, and appreciate y'all for listening. Got some solo podcast here because I've just had a lot of stuff download into my mind, and I want to share it with you. So this will be a quick one. I just wanted to talk about a download that I had, and it's really about staying out of our own heads. You know, a lot of times we'll put thoughts and things in our minds of situations that we think that they are what they are, but they really aren't anything of what they really are. They're just what they are within our head. Did you follow that? So, you know, a lot of times I will put these thoughts in my head where I'm kind of like, gosh, you know, am I just regurgitating stuff that's been around forever? Is there, you know, am I able to give value or anything extra to anybody? So a couple things as I think about this. Yes, is the short answer. But let's really dial into this. Think about it. So I've got Diddy sitting in my studio here. I thought he was in his 30s, but he's actually in his older 20s. And I look at that, and I look at myself not as a 50-year-old man, which when I used to look at 50-year-old men, I would be like, dude, that dude's old. Like, what is going on, right? And I look at myself as a 50-year-old man, and I feel like I'm Diddy. I feel like I'm, you know, late 20s, you know, 29 forever. You see those birthday cards. Hey, I'm 29 again. And I do feel that way. I feel 29 again and again and again and again. And so with that, a lot of times will come a mantra in my head that I don't have any value necessarily to give. And what I mean by that is experience, is earned wisdom. We talk about earned wisdom. Earned wisdom is something that is exactly how it sounds. It is wisdom. It is knowledge. It is all sorts of intuitive processes that over time you earn. Why? Because you're here. And it doesn't matter how much you practice or don't practice. We all earn some sort of wisdom through life experience. And that's why you don't see a lot of life coaches that are 15 to 21 years old. They haven't had life. You know, they're not there yet. And so at 50, I have to recognize the fact that number one, I'm 50. It's okay to be 50. It's okay to have wisdom. It's okay to be older, have gray hairs, and, you know, to have other, you know, aches and pains. All of that's okay. You know why it's okay? Because with it comes earned wisdom, comes knowledge, comes the ability to have confidence and the beauty that, you know, inside of it that comes to be able to share that and to hand that down to other people like the Diddies of the world that are in their late 20s or early 20s. I know you all know this that have been listening. We have a mastermind. In our mastermind, people, I'm making an assumption because I don't ask them, but I make this assumption because they're relatively new in their entrepreneurial business that they're younger than me. And a lot of the things that I talk about or that I bring up to them are things that they're like, wow, that's really cool. And then when I, you know, hear myself say it or talk about it, I'm like, gosh, is that, you know, is that really value? Is that being repetitive? Well, yes. To both. It is really value and it is being repetitive. But a lot of times, people that don't have the knowledge or the life experience haven't heard that. So it's not repetitive for them. It could be new. It could be fresh. It could be something that they're just hearing for the first time and they're getting value out of that. So when you look at, I printed up an article here. It's the form of let's just talk about this. Knowledge is power. The anthropology of proverbs. I, you know, think this is pretty extraordinary. When you look at old Sumerian scribes and transcripts and the things that have gone on, and I'll just read you an excerpt here. Some of the earliest examples of recorded proverbs were produced by ancient Sumerian scribes. According to the data found in EHRAF archaeology, 700 tablets and fragments containing 15 to 20 compilations amounting to more than 1,000 Sumerian proverbs were discovered and reconstructed by researchers. So think about that and kind of listen to that in concept. It's like these proverbs are words, their communications, their information, their wisdom that have been handed down by people that had experiences and now are able to put it in a book for people to be able to learn from and read and create their own analysis and their own practices and their own experiences from. And when you look at, like, what is a proverb? I don't even know what a proverb is, quite honestly, except, you know, by reading this, because I'm not that smart at 50. But when you look at the selected translations in the proverbs that we are talking about here, and I'm going to try to read these, but Diddy was eating a cookie, and he put his cookie on my paperwork here, and there's looks like oil stains all over it. Thank you, Diddy. So when you look at the selected transcripts of the proverbs here, here's one. Don't pick it now, later it will bear fruit. Tell a lie, then if you tell the truth, it will be deemed a lie. Build like a lord, live like a slave. Build like a slave, live like a lord. When walking, come now, keep your feet on the ground. Friendship lasts a day, kinship lasts forever. Now that we're talking, this is like 4,000 years ago, these things have been written, and you know, you can read them or and or listen to this, and it's like, yeah, it sounds like some old people stuff there, right? You know, but all of those words have been transcribed and they have actually been brought into what we now, you know, hold in this day and age of our own, you know, proverbs. I mean, a broken clock is right twice a day. Think about that. I mean, how many times have you heard that? You know, young, old, whatever. Strike while the iron is hot, right? I mean, so all of these things are, again, old words and writings that are brought down in here. So when you're thinking about going and teaching others and offering others advice and doing things, just know that there's a new generation. There's new barriers. There's barriers that, you know, need to be removed, but there's so much great knowledge and power and passion out there. There's so many great book recommendations. History, you know, is so informative, and how we take that history and we're able to utilize that in our everyday and every life to be able to help others and help them build their lives and create a positive influence and a way to coach them, you know, while they also coach us in their own way through their youth, through what is going on now, we can build and we can not necessarily repeat history, but take history and create our own little curve, you know, within history. And so a couple other of, you know, these sayings that I think live actually in today that I want to share and are more, I guess, conceptual with, you know, where we're at in today's life and not so ancient, here's a few. People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, right? Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Early to bed, early to rise makes you healthy, wealthy, and wise. I totally believe in that. I'm a total early to bed guy. But that's what works for me. A rising tide lifts all boats. Think about that. If you're putting people down and you're draining the ocean of water, do you think your boat is going to be able to, you know, still cruise? It's the same water. It's the same life. It's the same everything. Raise the tide. Raise it. Let everybody shine together. Let everybody come together, you know? I love that saying. Every dog has its day. I just love dogs, so I like that one. And hurry up, we're burning daylight. So I do want to leave with hurry up, we're burning daylight, because I want to think about really what that means to me. And you can kind of analyze it in your own aspect of what it means to you. But every day I wake up, hopefully, God willing. And when I do, I open my eyes. Usually I see my dogs first thing, and I'm very blessed to, you know, up until this point, to feel wonderful, to feel like a new life, a rebirth, something that has happened. And, you know, to thank, you know, my blessings and put my feet on the ground. and just take that, you know, first meditative breath and just understand that, wow, this is amazing. I've got this day. I've got this day to do these things. I'm excited about it. Like, everything now is exciting for me. It's passionate. It's, you know, I have enough money to live, not to be scared of how I'm going to pay my bills or this and that, because I did have that time. Earned wisdom. I learned from the mistakes of the past to get to where I'm at now. But even with that, I still have a passion to want to go out and make a difference and do things and create more energy. And energy can be in the aspect of money. Energy can be in the aspect of just, you know, love and patience and all those sorts of things. And when, you know, good energy is just good energy. So I get out of bed and I walk and I do some physical activity and I like to go outside and I like to watch the sunrise every morning, no matter what I'm doing. And usually I am working out outside, so it's pretty easy for me. But I'll sit there and I will stare at the mountains by my house and I will just watch the sunrise and I will watch the daylight come up. And I will be so grateful for the fact that however this world has been put together, what an amazing just ability to have this light in our lives that gives us life, gives us energy, and gives us, you know, another shot at time, because we don't have all the time in the world. You know, time is ticking. Time is of the essence. All those things. Again, more proverbs for you, but hurry up. We're burning daylight, because you are burning daylight, and it is up to you and how you live your life and how you want to burn that daylight. And there's no right or wrong answer between one person and the other. You contain all the right answers, but just know that it's your daylight. It's your daylight to burn, and who you burn it with and how you burn it and what you burn it for is all very, very much in your control. So think about that when you're just thinking about all the things that you're able to do and who you're able to do it with and how, you know, whatever people were doing, when you look at old pictures of people, if you watch History Channel or any of these TV shows and you look at these black and white pictures, all those people are gone. They have no more daylight. You listening to this, you have daylight. I have daylight. Be grateful, you know, be so grateful for that and do the best that you can to take your proverbs that you have created, that you have learned, and hand those down and give other people such a great wealth of earned knowledge, earned wisdom for themselves to be able to carry on that tradition, burn their daylight, and create something for themselves. And remember, yes, you are repetitive, because I don't think there's anything that's never been said, you know what I'm saying, once. I mean, I think everything's been said, but it needs to be said again and again, and we all need to be reminded. And that's why we do these things. That's why I do these podcasts. That's why I do this to remind myself about my own shortcomings and my own things that I can do. And if you're listening, totally cool. And if I gave you that added value, totally cool. So thank you again for listening to On the D-Lo. Please subscribe or check out my affiliates below. It means a lot. Please share the podcast. Please give it a 5-star. I'm just here to create positive energy and give some nuggets for you that hopefully just brighten your day as you drive to work for 13 minutes. And until then, have a good one. Peace out.